China.
Yeah, boy!
England is my city.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yeah, fuck yeah, welcome to the fucking show. How is everyone doing? Is my voice still cool as fuck? I think my voice is still fucking cool, man. So, since I was sick, I decided to go fucking drinking yesterday. Hey, give it up for us, fucking legend. Going on the booze when you're sick. That's what I said, just fucking, who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. Try and stop me. Me and my mate Luke were, fuck yeah! Me and my mate Luke were drinking cans on the street. Sometimes I like to do some homeless drinking because it's cheap and right. Fuck the bars. If you think I'm giving those fucking spastics £7 a pint, shove it up your hole, you dumb cunts. I hope you starve and you have to eat your kids. I'm praying for the clap of the industry. But then, Mark, you can't do your precious little comedy sets. I'll do it in the park with cans, like a drunken homeless man. You can't stop me. Once they keep on selling cans... It was good. We set up, we pretended we were bartenders, and we were right across from the Shard, the biggest, I don't know if it's the tallest building in Europe. Maybe it's definitely the tallest building in England. It's probably the tallest building in Europe, you know what I mean? And right below that is it's owned by Arabs, or whatever, obviously, you know what I mean? They own the good shit. Oil Arabs. Not Dust Arabs, not Yemen Arabs, Saudi Arabs, or some shit like that. I don't really know, but we were right across the street from that bar, and everyone was dressed like up to the nines, like fucking rich cunts going in and out of there, because that's a real spot to be seen. And then we were just on an electrical box and a bin, and we set up our own bar, and we pretended we were in competition, and there's like in the area, like we're both just, you know, publicans. Landlords just fucking admiring a fucking Sunday afternoon, and we're just cracking down ciders like a couple of homeless. I was looking at people as they walked past. I was like, if you give me change, I'm not even going to say none, because I didn't look a bit rough around the edges. But I just came from a show, and the show was cancelled because no one showed up. And you know what? I don't blame him. Comedy's fucking shit anyway. I'm going to do a show tonight. I've got some absolutely no ideas. Which is good. I think it's good to have no ideas. I might just talk about that play I saw last week, where Lily Allen kills her retarded brother. I think that is enough of a premise that people will be at least interested, that I'll just figure out the rest of it. But yeah, I saw a play. I didn't even know anything about this play before I saw it. Didn't look one thing into it. Then I got to the theatre, sat down, Lily Allen comes on stage, and there's not. And then a few minutes in, she's killing her retarded brother. And it was hilarious. And there was a lot of slurs in it. And I think I was the only one giggling, you know what I mean? Anyway, then me and Luke got pretty hammered yesterday. We were just watching, fucking music videos and shit like that. It was a cool time. Cool fucking time. Talking about religion and philosophy and shit. We're deep cunts. Do you know what I mean? And then I woke up this morning kind of on the floor. Not even on the couch. Not in the bed. But I got back here. Catherine gave me some food. And I was probably a disgrace. And then she says she couldn't get me to bed. And I fell asleep on the floor like a drunken homeless retard. So I'm only fucking... You know what I'm doing? I'm fucking... What do they call it? What do they call it when you're just pretending? I'm pretend homeless. I'm homeless during the day, and then I come back to a shelter at night. I'm a bit of a disgrace. You should commit 100% to your homelessness, Mark. I was like, no, I like being cool in the street with my fucking bottles of cider. And I woke up this morning feeling like a big fucking pile of shit. Which, you know what? I deserved. I don't know if I can do alcohol anymore. It was a good, nice relapse. Alcohol and cigarettes, man. It's cool as fuck. Sitting on the street, drinking cans, smoking cigarettes. People giving you dirty looks. You cannot beat it. I urge you to go out in the streets and get drunk right now. Lean against the wall, smoke a cigarette. And fucking just say something mildly mystical and religious and scream at the sky. That's what I like to do. I like to pretend I'm having a revelation in the street with my cans of cider. God is talking to me. God is talking to me. He's telling me I need to get a haram of 14-year-old girls and move to a mountain. Remember that? Remember before science? Everyone just used to have revelations. That's the shit, man. When God used to just talk directly to you. He stopped talking. God stopped talking to people when they got phones. And now they just fucking stare at their phone. Man, I could do a fucking revelation. A revelation, and then you go on the streets and you preach. I think I should be a street preacher. I mean, I'll have to fake the whole thing. I'll just have to pick, who would I preach for? Maybe I could be like a Jane or something. Something unusual. Or preach for, fuck off, Richie. Alright, I'm just going to answer on air. Rich.
What's crack are you?
Good, but you're live on my podcast, my solo podcast you called. So,
really?
Yeah, don't say faggot or retard.
I won't say any of those. Do you want me to trauma drop shit on you, though?
Yeah, no, you can do whatever you want. Like, yeah.
Some good old trauma. How about this? My cat that I fucking love dearly was murdered by my dogs.
Oh, shit. This is perfect for my podcast, though.
That's why I said it.
What happened?
In fairness, I have three dogs. Two of them are a little cunts and I never really liked, even though you know how much I love dogs. But they're the first generation of dogs we had that were just dumb, annoying pricks. And basically, we got a new dog, a traumatized dog that was tied up for the first year of his life.
Oh, shit.
He was settling in for the last month, so he is the new dog, so you would think it was his fault. But the cat, Charlie Brown,
that's a cool name.
The only one that was getting on with the new dog, Bobby. So the cat was getting on with the new dog, and the two other little fucking cunts were jealous. And my dad was the only one there. He was outside, heard commotion, didn't do anything because he just thought,
they're messing. I mean,
we've never had anything like this, like, and then he, after like 3 or 4 minutes, he was like, I better fucking check what that is. And he went in, and one of the dogs, there was two small dogs, they're both Jack Russells mixed by Shih Tzus, had Charlie Brown in its mouth. The problem is, Charlie Brown didn't have great back legs, so wasn't able to jump very well. And the other cat, Snoopy, was there, but Snoopy was up high. Snoopy's actually a very shy cat anyway, was just up high, probably watching on in terror. They killed Charlie Brown anyway.
Fucking cunts, boy. There's not really, you can't really reason with them. They don't understand reason. That's strange,
though.
They're
so stupid. Other dogs would. And the thing is, you know, my dog Trigger died last year. He wouldn't, if he was around, there's no way that would have been happening.
Well, how long do you have these dogs?
Oh, fucking, like, yeah. 6 to 8 years. Like, they know Charlie Brown since Charlie Brown arrived about 4 years ago.
That's weird. The whole thing's weird. Yeah.
They're little pricks.
And do they like fucking, they work together, do you think? Like, as in, they're bad together? Is there a ringleader? Is one worse than the other? Maybe one's, like, led on?
They're both pretty stupid. I think Roxy's the more jealous one. But they definitely work together. Because they had fucking, the cat had clearly tried to hide under the couch. And they had, they'd managed to basically fucking smoke her out, effectively.
Foggers.
Smoke him out.
It's so weird, though. It took 4 years for them to do this.
I think it's the fact that the dog hierarchy changed with Bobby coming in, and then I think Charlie Brown being the only one that's palsy with the new dog. I think the other dogs were just in a bad, jealous mood.
This is Game of Thrones shit, isn't it?
It's very bad.
Fuck, sorry about that, kid.
No bother at all. Thought it'd be good for your podcast anyway.
Yeah, no, that's good content right there. All right, because I had nothing to say. I had absolutely nothing to say anyway.
I'm more of a cat person than a dog person. I mean, I've always been both, but it swung the fucking pendulum towards cats now. Anyway, I tell you, God, I was walking around there earlier, and for the first time ever, I saw like a little small dog that's like the same as the dogs I have, and it was the first time ever I looked at someone else's dog, and I was just like, you little prick.
Fuck.
I mean?
You've caught dog racism. No, you think they're all bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No,
that's only temporary, though. That'll wear off.
No, it will. It's like, I mean, I kind of knew it was, like, ridiculous, but I still felt it. I was like, you fucking prick. You know?
Fuck. When are you going? Are you going this week?
I'm going Sunday morning.
All right, fucking. And we're there Monday, I think. No, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday will be the first, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to...
Posters and flyers and stuff should have arrived. They should have arrived already.
I'll get Catherine to ask. They probably have done, like, her friends got...
Is this live, your podcast, or can you edit stuff out?
No, it's not live.
Okay.
Wait. Before you say anything, I don't like editing, though. I'll wrap this up in 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can, like, it's probably okay to be in the podcast anyway. Like,
no one listens to this, boy. There's like 50 listeners. There's only open micers. In London and Edgelords.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't matter. So, but like, when does it
And maybe out? My family. No, I don't think my family listen. When does this come out? In about fucking 15 minutes.
Okay.
I just bang it straight up, like, no editing, no nothing. Is it something that probably would cause a bit of hassle or?
No, it's
because this is the kind of podcast where I want people to air their controversies. Yeah.
No, it's potential room for third show.
Oh. Yeah, fucking, no, there's not going to be anyone important enough to be listening that will be trying to get in there before. Yeah, fucking, fire away. Don't just maybe leave out one or two details in case there's a snake in the grass, but I think you're all right.
We got an email about potential slots that are available. It's not the most perfect in some ways, but it's also okay. I mean, in the way that it's not the most perfect in some ways is it's not every single day. It's for some reason there's no Mondays, no Thursdays. So maybe that venue doesn't open on a Monday or a Thursday. But I think I've performed in this room before. I think you might have too. Near Grass Market, you know, when you just kind of start walking up that hill and on the right, then there's like a basement room. I'm just going to find out the capacity. I'm just wondering if you want to do it for 3:50. It's 8:45 p.m.
8:45. I mean, yeah, 8:45. Then we've done it 9:45. And then ours is at... Is ours at 10 or 11? I keep on forgetting. 11.
Ours at 11.
8:45. How much does it cost?
I'd say it would be the same as... I'd say it would be fucking... I don't know, but I'd imagine it's probably going to be fucking... whatever the fringe fee is, like, that could be 400 now, like, and it's probably the performance, it's probably £500, like.
Yeah, it's a bit of a risk, like.
It's just annoying that it doesn't have those 2 days, do you know what I mean?
It doesn't have those 2 days, so you lose out on, like, fucking earning power, and then...
It's earning power for a Monday and a Thursday, that's what, 6 shows?
Fuck, we're like businessmen, boy. Earning power, I think I just made that up. I don't even know those 2 words go together.
The only thing I'm wondering is how many other gigs are in this venue. Are people around it? Because it is it is a 8:45 p.m. is obviously quite a solid time.
Yeah, it is. It is. Let me think about that. Let me just fucking. You got me on the phone for a second now, because I have to. I'm gonna
wrap up your stuff. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I'll just be looking up shit here. I'll try to find.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into the show. Say goodbye, Richie.
See you later, boys.
See you later, and